go talk Michigan basketball right now. Terry Mills, former Wolverine, does a great job with Brian Bush on the Michigan Basketball Radio Network. Huge game tonight. He's standing by on the DraftKings guest line. How you doing, Mr. Mills?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. I think this is a big game for Michigan because not that I'm a pessimistic type guy when I'm doing my statewide show, Terry, but they were playing so well. I was waiting for that wall game where they just would hit the wall, and they did start to finish against Minnesota, and now the bounce back game tonight against Maryland. What do you think we're going to see?
Yeah, well, it's a very big game. Just like you just said, it's a bounce back game off of not having a good performance against Minnesota. So that's to start with. And you know, you look at this Maryland team, Maryland's playing extremely well. From what I hear, Eric Ayala is supposed to probably be back today, their point guard. So, I mean, and they shot lights out in Maryland. So I think Maryland's going to come in here trying to prove something because I think where they shoot 59% from behind the three-point line, and you know, during the season, they only shoot 37. So Michigan's definitely going to be on their toes. I don't know, you know, what's the availability of Eli Brooks. That's pretty much in the air right now. So, I mean, it's a lot to be unturned right now, but it definitely is a big game for Michigan.
Terry Mills, former Wolverine, part of the Michigan Basketball Radio Network, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. What was it, just minus Brooks? Was there more to it? Was that just one of those games, Terry, and you played hoops most of your life where you just really can't explain it? It is what it is.
Yeah, it's just one of those games. You know, you look at the course of the game, and as you just said, you know, I played a lot of basketball, and I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. I didn't necessarily say it was going to be a 20-point win, but, you know, it's something that, you know, they turned the ball over a lot. Things just weren't going their way, and those things are very correctable, and I expect to see that tonight.
I am surprised how many people just jumped off the bandwagon with, you know, here's Michigan, you know, going into the Minnesota game, third-best team in America. They're still 7 in both polls, and how much negativity, and maybe it's just Twitter, Facebook, the social networks, Terry, but for one game, how many Wolverine fans just, here we go, I'm going to pull the ripcord?
Yeah, I really think that's unrealistic. You know, I knew something like that would come because, you know, you've got the social media out there right now. And, you know, just like you said, they'll throw you under the bus in a minute based on one ball game. And, you know, you're going to lose a lot of ball games. You know, you look at the Kentuckys and, you know, North Carolina's and Duke's that's struggling right now. And, you know, where in realistic terms did you project Michigan to be? I mean, I can understand the expectations coming in next year saying, hey, we got the number one class. But I looked at a lot of ratings, you know, before the season started. I think we were supposed to finish 5th or 6th in the Big Ten. Well, right now we're on top of the Big Ten. So I would say we're overachieving and we're believing in ourselves right now.
What tells you that they'll play well and there'll be a bounce-back win tonight? What concerns you?
Nothing really concerns me. What concerns me is the way that Maryland shoots the ball and the way they're playing right now. I mean, for them to have, you know, the ability to go into Illinois and win a basketball game without Eric Ayala, that scares you in itself. And it just lets you know that that is a very dangerous team. They're floating around in the middle of the pack. They let you know that, you know, they can beat some of the top teams. So Michigan definitely will have their work cut out here tonight.
Yeah, they go back and forth. They're all over the place. Michigan beat them back on New Year's Eve, 84-73. So we'll see what will happen tonight. Terry, appreciate the update, my man. Safe travels.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.